Coach's Insight continues here on CARE as we now have an opportunity to talk with ACCHS head coach. That's Alex Thornburg. It is presented by L&L Construction, his team. Another victory, now 6-1 overall heading into the final week of the regular season. 14-12, a knockout, drag-out kind of game last week against Republic County. And Republic County, a very solid team. But, Coach, you go back, you kind of reassess that ball game, and able to get a win without scoring a touchdown on offense. Just what were the big key takeaways from your team gutting out that win?
Yeah, you know, it was an ugly game for us offensively. We only ran 22 plays on offense, where Republic County ran, you know, somewhere in the 80 range of offensive plays. So really, you know, it's pretty ugly for us offensively, but defensively, I thought our guys stepped up big time. Landon Brown had 20 tackles. Trenton Kinney also had 20 tackles on the night, which was huge for us. You know, all of those are super important. Trenton and Landon each had a block punt for us. Trenton's ended up turning into a touchdown, which was really big for us at the time. And then Bryson Lee with our second touchdown, a 90-yard pick six. That was, you know, a massive play for us. So I thought our defense stepped up in some spots that we needed them to. Just kind of wish we could have got off the field a little earlier on some of those drives.
Well, yeah, I would say 100% of coaches at this level, if told prior to a game that you're not going to score a touchdown on offense, the play disparity run, like what you just mentioned there with Republic County running so many more plays than your team, but yet you're still going to come out with the win, I feel like most coaches would probably disagree and say, I don't think so.
Yeah, you know, like you said, if you would have told me that before the game, I would have thought there was zero chance we were coming out with a win there. I thought it'd be a real long night for us. But, you know, credit to our guys. They were able to make plays when we needed to. You know, at the end, you know, they had a shot at the end. Republic County did. They took a shot down the field. We were able to come up with an interception on about the 2-yard line. Bryson Lee snagged that one as well. So, you know, just we made enough plays to win. You know, not really how we were hoping the game would go or how you envision it, you know, when you're sitting there during a week of practice. But we did enough to come out with the win.
And I know all season long we've been talking about how really the defense has been really, really key for you basically from the jump. And again, it was so, so big for you guys to get that win against Republic County, making the stops and doing what you had to do, considering how much you were on the field on that side of the ball. So again, 6-1, you look at where the district is right now, 2A district number 4. You know, the top four teams are set with St. Mary's, Nemaha Central, your squad, and Republic County as well, of course, going to be in the postseason next week. But the district title isn't locked up yet. There's still a lot of things that can shape out. So the importance of this game, obviously winning and then having some things go your way as well to potentially either, you know, win the district or be, you know, down to 3, you know, so obviously this game can determine whether you're home next week or away. So the importance of this game and how you're stressing that to your team this week.
Yeah, and you nailed it right there. You know, it's the importance of going on the road for your first round of the playoffs or hosting a playoff game in front of your fans. And that's what we've been preaching to the guys all week. You know, we want to be at home next week. That's the bottom line. We want to be at home. It'd be incredible for our community to host a playoff game. I know the kids feed off the energy of you know, the home crowd. So, yeah, you know, we just keep telling the kids, you know, let's make sure we're hosting a playoff game next week. Do what we can do to control and make sure that, you know, we're hosting a game.
And another tough task this week, you have the team St. Mary's on the schedule this week. The Bears are sitting right now at the top. Their game last week was canceled with Moore Hill, so they're a game back, but they're 3-0 in district play. Nemaha Central, your team as well, sitting there at 3-1 in district play, and then Republic County back there in fourth at 2-2. So again, you know, a win would be dynamite and huge for that opportunity, obviously, to host a playoff game next week. But when you look at this Bears team, they've won 3 straight. They started 0-3. I don't know if you can get much more difficult of a stretch than at Riley County, who's undefeated, at Silver Lake, who's number two in 2A, and then at Rossville, who is number one in 2A. But the Bears have battled since that tough stretch and have been good since. But, you know, how challenging is this matchup going to be this week?
Yeah, that's a team that you definitely can't look at their record and base your opinion off their record. Because those first three games, that's a gauntlet. And I don't know many teams that would have came out with a win against those three guys. So, you know, they've really turned it around through district play, and that's credit to their coaching staff and to their athletes. You know, they've got some really good looking athletes. They're fast. I don't think they're going to be quite as big as what we saw last week in Republic County, but they're much faster, and they do a good job of executing. You know, what they want to do defensively, they really fly around and make plays at the point of attack. So it's going to be like you said, it's a big game for us.
Finally, Coach, few keys and the expectations to get a big win this week.
Yeah, we say it every week, you know, but turnovers. We really got to take care of the ball. We had, you know, a turnover on downs last week, but we were able to come up with, you know, three interceptions. One of them was on a two-point conversion, which was huge. You know, that's the difference in the game right there. And then the two block punts, which, you know, are just as good as turnovers in my book. So, you know, turnovers are going to be the key to the game. We really need to control the ball and let our offense get on the field this week. You know, it's amazing that our defense put up two touchdowns for us, but that's not something we want to have to rely on every week. So get off the field defensively and let our offense get on the field.
Still a lot to be determined in Class 2A District Number 4, and the biggest matchup of them all, Atchison County and St. Mary's, will really determine the outcome of how this district will shape up at the end of Friday night. But, Coach, again, great success so far this year. Keep it going this week against St. Mary's, and we'll talk to you next week before the playoffs.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.